Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Stocks on Wall Street opened higher this morning after a better-than-expected report on inflation. NPR Scott Horsley reports the Dow soared more than 900 points in early trading.
Consumer prices in October were up 7.7% from a year ago. That's a slower pace of inflation than September's 8.2% rate. And the price increases between September and October were smaller than forecasters had expected. Rising shelter costs account for nearly half the monthly inflation rate. Gasoline prices also rose in October, although they're still down significantly from the peak price in early summer. Grocery prices and airfares are up substantially from a year ago, just ahead of one of the biggest eating and traveling holidays of the year. The Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates aggressively in an effort to tamp down demand and bring prices under control. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
In Florida, Nicole is now a tropical storm. It came ashore overnight near Vero Beach on the Atlantic coast of Florida as a Category 1 hurricane. Senior hurricane specialist Robbie Berg with the National Hurricane Center says the huge storm has heavy rains and gusty winds, and it's spreading over the central part of the state.
We don't want residents to be caught off guard and understand that these hazards will still exist across portions of the state of Florida today.
The storm caught some visitors by surprise, including Tomasz Mika from Poland.
You know, they are kind of amazed as well, you know, by this weather. It should be much better, you know, but that's life, you know. You never know what you're going to get.
The rare November hurricane left more than 300,000 without power, shut down airports and theme parks, and forced evacuations in some areas. Election results are still being calculated in Nevada. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports officials in Clark County, which encompasses Las Vegas, say the vote tallying will likely continue into next week.
Thousands more ballots are still arriving and getting counted in Clark County. Joe Gloria, the county's registrar of voters, says that through the week they'll be counting ballots that voters mailed in and ones in drop boxes.
We're going to be processing them. They're still being pulled out of the boxes. We'll start sending them through the mail ballot process.
Gloria says there are more than 300 drop boxes in the county, and those ballots will start getting counted as early as Thursday. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, Las Vegas.
Home prices rose in almost every metro area in the third quarter of this year. The National Association of Realtors says the national median price of a single-family house rose 8.6% to $398,500. Wall Street is trading higher. The Dow is up 892 points. The Nasdaq is up 586. This is NPR. In Iran, state media report security forces have arrested a television employee on charges of working for a, quote, terrorist organization. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the detainee works for the London-based opposition channel.
The Fars News Agency reported the arrest, saying it occurred as the alleged suspect was trying to flee Iran. The detainee worked for Iran International, a Saudi-funded channel Iran has called a terrorist organization. Iranian media identified the detainee as Elham Akhfari, who officials were quoted as saying had taken actions, quote, slandering the Islamic Republic, inviting youth to riot, and creating terror among the people. Akhfari's brother confirmed his sister's arrest. He said on Twitter that she had a 3-year-old daughter whose whereabouts were unknown. The arrest comes as authorities struggle to quell protests that erupted after the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, also known by her Kurdish name Jinnah, in the custody of the morality police for failing to wear a headscarf in accordance with strict Islamic standards. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
In Afghanistan, the Taliban says women are now banned from using gyms in the country. The rule, which comes into force this week, is the group's latest edict, cracking down on women's rights and freedoms. The Associated Press reports the Ministry of Virtue and Vice says the ban was being introduced because people were ignoring gender segregation rules and that women weren't wearing the headscarf. Women are also banned from parks. The Taliban, which seized power in Afghanistan in August of 2021, banned girls from middle and high school and restricted women from most jobs. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.